thank you for letting me be up here. We've actually had some amazing speakers since September who have just given these talks that were deep and powerful and to the heart. And this month, I thought we'd just do a little something different and just go practical. We kind of need that today, I think. Just go practical. And it's a good time. I couldn't think of a better time. New year, new home, simplify. Sounds good. It's one of those topics that is not only applicable, right? You can go out those doors today and you can do one thing different that's going to impact your home. But for me, I just got totally excited about the idea that this is a new beginning. We get a fresh start and just a clean slate. And somewhere through the process, it just hit me that that is the gospel, like every single day. Wow, I'm tender. We get a clean slate. We get a new start. And we get to use this time that he's given us wisely. And the Bible tells us that his mercies are new to us every morning. So like Teresa said, everything I say today is in the context of freedom and of grace. You guys are going to get some home organization principles, a lot of examples geared towards young moms. But we're also going to tackle and reveal some of the difficult obstacles to organization. I mean, for some of you, you see the word simplify, and you know what? It's not that natural. It is not that simple. And I know, I'm looking at a few of you, I know there's several of you out there that love to organize. I know that you've got planners and that you hate clutter and you love to alphabetize. I see you. You love to sort. That's like your favorite pastime. Hello. You love to, write lists. Is there anything better than, crossing off your list? You know, oh my gosh. Is there anything better? But for most of us in this room, home organizing is just, it's overwhelming. I mean, we think about the clutter, we think about that catch-all room, we think about that dumping ground closet that we've been trying to get to for 6 months. I get it. I opened my linen closet and I counted 26 tablecloths. Don't judge me. You guys know I love to entertain, but really, I mean, that's one new tablecloth every 2 weeks for an entire year. I mean, I get it. I get clutter. I have four boys in my home. Leanne's like, yes, girl. Having things, you know, exactly where they should be is not a natural. I mean, you guys don't know. I do not really like to organize. Ask Victoria. She doesn't. Do I? See? And I'm up here because I have figured out some different ways to sort through that clutter, and I'm hoping I can help you guys out. So maybe some of you are feeling a lot like me, just frazzled, you can't find anything you want when you need it, you're going out the door, you're rushing, and you can't find something, you're late, you're yelling at the kids. We are going to tackle all of that. So imagine with me a serene home. Cue spa music. No. Imagine everything where it should be. Imagine your children having more time in the morning to do something other than deal with your stress. Imagine your husband walking through the door and you are so refreshed, you go down and you give him a kiss. Imagine. He's like, who are you, woman? We're going to get there today. This is going to be fun. I've got some fun free giveaways to give you. Let's just have fun today. All right, so what are we going to do? Actually, can you turn the house lights down, Vanessa? I don't know if we can see. We're going to unpack some of the obstacles to organization. We are also going to conquer chaos and clutter with an organized command center. Sorry. We're also going to tackle high stress times of the day, just to try to figure out when are these times happening for us as stay-at-home moms. We're going to tackle that. And lastly, I'm going to give you affordable and inspirational ideas on how to organize high clutter areas. So what are some of the obstacles to organization? There's a lot of them, but we're just going to focus on the three major ones. You would think space is probably the biggest obstacle, but research shows that our emotional issues actually get in the way of good home and lifestyle management. And I'll get into that a little bit. One reason I failed at keeping my house clean is because I just don't like to organize. And it was really a heart issue. And we'll tackle that. A large problem is space. You know, your house is the size your house is, and it, you know, we just accumulate a lot of stuff. So it doesn't matter if you're good at organizing, but if you have too much stuff, it's just going to be hard. And lastly, too little time, the third obstacle, too little time. We're just a whirlwind of activity. So we're gonna talk a little bit about time management. I'm gonna give you a calendar, a command center. We're gonna figure out the highest stress times of the day and give you some good organizational tips. So we're rolling right into this. Let's talk about emotional obstacles, having an organized heart. Do some of you ever ask, why can't I just keep my home organized? Well, in my own search, I started to unpack a few emotional obstacles. The first is gonna be time wasters. Time wasters. Nothing is gonna keep you from getting to that to-do list than your not to-do list. Mine is the internet. I have found that if I am not careful, I can whittle away precious hours sending email, checking Facebook, Pinterest. Oh my gosh, Pinterest. And Etsy people. But I think the funnest one for me is Groupon getaways. Do any of you do this? Like, you have to look at every single deal and you look at all the locations for all the places that you will see never. That's my thing. Okay, so I'll admit something else. So this is like I'm being vulnerable. So my phone goes off, and I don't know if you guys have a problem with this, but my phone does this whistle. You guys have heard it. Well, okay, so it goes on 20 times a day. I kid you not. The time, I've actually like stopwatched the time. Every time my text goes off, I will go clear across the whole house, back and forth, 20 times a day, just to check who texted me. You wanna know who it was? Chick-fil-A, I got a new deal. I mean, come on, girls. It's like 20 times a day. So think through this. I mean, you can call this procrastination. You can call it laziness. You can call it distractions. Whatever it is, I want you to think through, what are your time wasters? What is the number one thing right now that comes to your mind where you waste time? For me, I have to set limits. I can't do HGTV. I just can't. And I can't DVR more than one show because it will be marathon watching. So I have to set limits on me. What is your number one time waster? Number two, it's just busyness. Just say no, girls. We're so busy doing everything else, we forget one of our main priorities, our home. And the reason why I know this is because the Proverbs 31 woman says, a wise woman builds up her house. So if you're busy, 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 you know, examine this for a second. Just say no. No is one of those words that experts tell you that it is really the only word for effective time management. No. You know, we moms want to please, we want to help, we want to make life easier for everyone. And sometimes it's hard to say no. It sounds rejecting, it sounds very callous. But if you can look at it a different way, it's actually very loving to your family. It's very protective of your family. If you don't want to go to that fourth toddler birthday this month, say no. You know, it's one of those things where it's not healthy to say yes and then run yourself ragged, living up to a commitment you didn't even want to do in the first place. So as I'm talking, what is one thing right now the Lord might be bringing to your heart that you need to start saying no to? What do you need to start saying no to? Emotional obstacles. It's going to get painful. Perfectionism. Perfectionism. Perfectionists have an all or nothing mentality. If you can't do it perfectly, you get paralyzed, and then you don't do any of it at all. You'll wait till you have the right space. You'll wait till you have the right supplies. You'll wait till the perfect timing, and you want to make sure you do it like Martha Stewart does it, because the way she does it is perfect. I struggle with this. I thought for a long time, if I don't do this one way or if I don't do it another way, somebody's gonna think that I'm not perfectly perfect. It took me a long time to say that out loud. And the truth is I'm not. I have, and you know this, I have four boys, and life is crazy, and things aren't gonna work the way I want them to all the time. I mean, when you're pregnant and nursing, when you're sick, when your kid is sick, when your husband is on travel, I mean, not everybody's going to be on their A game all the time. You're going to be called to make like 48 cupcakes by noon. It's okay. For any of you who struggle with perfectionism and thinking that life is should be a picture-perfect spread, I encourage you right now, it's a question for you. Where can you give yourself more grace to the perfectionist out there? It doesn't have to be perfect. Just start. Just start. And the last is possessions. So our fourth emotional obstacle is possessions. We live in what is arguably the most lavish county in the United States, Loudoun County, in the Western world. We got a lot of stuff. I mean, we got boxes labeled stuff. You know what I mean? It's hard living here. Our kids see a toy and they want the latest and greatest. We see things that we want. And every sale out there, right? It's only one time sale. So we bring all these things in. We don't have the space for it. We don't need it. You know, I never thought about it before until I started doing this exercise, but I counted in my pantry. I have 20 cups, like mugs. I have 20 mugs. That's 20 mugs that I need to take care of. Not 5, not 10, not 15, but I have to take care of 20 mugs. I don't know if that resonates with anybody here, but sometimes less is more. It's more. Think about your possessions. Sometimes people hold on to things that they don't need or because they have an attached emotional value to it. Sometimes there's a false sense of holding on to something or a person or a moment. So my question for you as you think through some of these emotional obstacles, what is your relationship to stuff? And what things can you think of now that you really need to purge? Some of those answers. All this stuff, the distractions, they don't simplify and they don't allow us to accomplish our goals. It's a new year, a new you, and His mercies are new every morning. So that's the painful stuff. Everybody take a deep breath. We got through it. So the second obstacle is space issues. It's space issues. As we all know, having more stuff complicates our lives. I had no idea. I'm looking at all these people, nurse. When I brought home a baby, that he would come with so much stuff. I mean, just to nurse my baby, I had a table twice as large. I had my pump and had my pads and my bra, my big water. I had nursing tanks, and then I had ointments, and then I had my breast friend. Do y'all have my breast friend? And a boppy or a boppy, right? That's like a whole table worth of stuff. Where are you going to put everything? Then we add like all the gifts that we get for our kids, the great bargains we find. We purchase a lot of new things and we don't get rid of the old. And before long, the clutter grows and we feel out of control. So we need an effective system. We need an effective system to organize our belongings. When I help friends declutter, and I am available for service, when I help friends declutter, I bring boxes, laundry baskets will do, trash cans, and some labels, and I put out three different boxes. One says keep, the second says sell or donate, and the third is trash. Now, if you're my friend and you are going to keep it, you have to tell me that you love it, that you use it, that you need it, and you are going to take care of it. Otherwise, it is going in the sell donate pile. And what kinds of things go in there? Well, duplicates, right? 26 tablecloths. Or onesies. I mean, do we really need girls that many onesies? Somebody else could use it. There are other people who in this community are so poor. They could use a lot of our stuff. And certainly things that you forgot about. If I picked it up and you said, oh my gosh, I haven't seen that in 6. Ouch. You haven't used it. You haven't even seen it. Let it go. Let it go. Sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me today. And then just a quick note, items to donate should be in good condition. I mean, if you're not going to want it, chances are Goodwill isn't going to want it either. And lastly, trash. Anything unusable is super easy, broken, stained, rusty, out of date. Girls, don't think too long on this. Don't make it a big decision. Just toss things in as fast as you can. And hear me when I say this. Work on it for 15 minutes and then stop. Trust me on this one. Because of the first obstacle, which is emotional, there's a lot of emotional energy that's spent up. Because now, here's what you do after 15 minutes. Whatever you put in the trash bin, you take right outside to the trash can. Whatever you put in your sell donate, you put it in your trunk and don't leave it in your trunk. go to the thrift store and drop it off. What will happen when you don't do it right away is you get stuck, and you've been doing this for 2 hours, and the clutter just stays. Stop at 15 minutes, go to the thrift store, don't let it stay, and then whatever you keep, you're going to disseminate to other rooms. Don't worry about it. Just toss it in those rooms, and you'll get to those rooms. Or if you can find a home for them, that's what you'll do. It's one of those things that you want to accomplish something in a short time because you're going to be motivated to do it again. So stand back. Cue spa music. Look at that room. You guys just cleared out a room. Congratulations, Lindsay. I'm just looking at you. You did it. Space issues. All right, so the third thing, not the third thing, but one of the principles is that everything needs a home. If you leave here today and you don't remember anything, just remember this. Everything needs a home. So here are the questions to ask when you're bringing something in. Where am I going to store it? Right? Every kind of sale, right? The cashier, you know, you're buying this thing, it's like this big. Where am I going to store it? Everything needs a home because it's just going to stock up and clutter. Where do I make use of this item the most? How often do I use this item? And what's the best way to contain it? So my first freebie to you guys is a linen closet of a friend of mine. She had more sheets than you could possibly imagine. In fact, she had sheets for beds she didn't even own anymore. What we did was we said 10 was our magic number. Open up the closet, and you know, you're just like looking through everything. Where's the fitted? Where's the match? So you take the fitted, which is impossible to fold, and it never looks pretty. You take the fitted sheet, you take the matching flat sheet, you take one of the pillowcases, and you put it all in the other pillowcase. So it's beautiful, and the match is all together, and it looks lovely in every way. Because, you know, you see fitted sheets all over the place. So that's my first freebie to you. But the point is, everything needs a home. I feel like I want to make you guys repeat that. Can you do it for me? Everything needs a home. I love you guys. Okay. So the second thing, after you found a home for everything, we need to simply maintain. 15 minutes a day. Really, that's all it takes for upkeep. In our house, it's called 5 o'clock cleanup. If you're near our house around 5 o'clock, you'd be cleaning up too. It's like my phone goes off, and anywhere in the house where the kids are, all you hear is a, aww. Like, they just know it's time to clean. Get your whole family involved. You know what, girls? They made the mess. They need to clean it up. So get your family involved. Set aside a day twice a year to update your systems. Seasonal clothes. And then the last tip I want to give you is one of my favorites. It's the two-minute pickup. And some of you might already do this. The two-minute pickup is wonderful. It's one of those valuable skills in organization. It's time fragments, right? When you are Victoria and you are heating up tea, you have 2 minutes, I know. What are you going to do with those 2 minutes? When you're waiting for a microwave meal and you've got 5 minutes, what are you going to do? I clean countertops. I have, from left to right, cleared an entire countertop. When I'm talking on the phone with a friend, 6 minutes, I've done a load of laundry. And I throw, you know, I pick up their little toys and put them in a basket nearby. And I'll show you some other trick a little bit later. But the two-minute pickup is not something I learned overnight. I did it for 21 days. Does anybody know what 21 days does? It develops a habit. For 21 days, I did the two-minute pickup. And before I knew it, I was like opening the fridge with one door and just, you know, doing something else. So the two-minute pickup is my big tip for you for simply maintain. So that's space. We've cleared some things out, we've maintained some things, and now we're ready to talk about some of our time constraints. Number three obstacle is time. When you organize a home, face it, you are managing a lot of information. The school calendar, the parent roster, the baby well visits, the vaccinations, lunch dates, ministry appointments. How do you manage that information? Do you have a system? Do you use Post-its as a reminder? Do you have a notebook? Do you just use your memory? What do you use to keep your family organized? And there's no one-size-fits-all for anybody for their work-life family balance. But what I will tell you is that having a system saves time. There's no fumbling, there's no wasting, trying to figure out where's that address to that play date. You've got all the information right there. If you have a return, do you know where your receipts are? Do you know what the grocery list, where is that for the week? Do you know where you put your child's school paperwork? That's super important. Having a command center or a central point is gonna save you time. With today's technology, there's every kind of app out there to help you, like Grocery IQ, and I'm not gonna tell you which ones work the best, but what I will tell you is that your planning system to be effective has to be three things. One, it has to be central. Right, many of you have a calendar on your fridge, one in the office, one in your house, one in your car. Your babysitter's number is on the magnets, but your shepherd group's number is on a Word doc on your computer. Right, a good system for you is going to be central. It's all in one place, and you don't have to waste time figuring it out. And it has to be mobile, right? If you're in the preschool pickup line or in the grocery store, you can access this information from where you are. How many times have you guys gone, oh, it's on my refrigerator? It's mobile, it's with you. And lastly, the system has to be personal. I can't tell you what's gonna work for you. Maybe Post-its do work for you. Maybe your memory works for you, but it has to be personal. So for me, I have a planner for my tasks, my to-do list, and a planner for all my appointments. It's broken up into monthly, weekly, and daily. It's a Franklin Covey planner. And then I keep my phone on it, all my contacts and my notes. So anytime there's a place I have to be, I actually press, copy, stick it on my notes, and I'll always have it. It's just really easy to refer to. So whatever system you use, here's my question. Do you have a planning system? And is it central, mobile, and personal? One friend bought a planner. She said she used it each day. And at the top of the dates, she actually put her meals for the week. And once she started doing that, she saved like over $100 a month just having her planner on groceries. So I loved that. And in the meal planning, I am going to give you guys the first giveaway. So here's some fun things. Things to do around the house. We are out of groceries. And notes to self. So I have here the numbers 0 to 20. So if you are 14, 15, or 16, do y'all have your numbers? 14, 15, or 16? Come on up, Jackie. It's more fun if y'all clap. It's just fun. I'm just getting you out of your seat. Kristen, did you win one?
Yes.
Anybody else? 16? Okay, 17. All right, Krista, yay. All right, that's my first giveaway. All right, there's more to come, peeps. There's more to come. So let's talk about high stress times. When I polled moms in this season of life, there's two crazy high stress times. The morning routine and that whole bewitching hour right before dinner. Everybody is a mess. So how can I help you organize those times? The first tip to acing the morning routine is plan the night before or the Sunday before the week starts, the Sunday night. Something that we do, first tip of the day, this is what it looks like. Sunday night for about 15 minutes, I get all the boys' clothes prepared ahead of time. Three boys, 5 days a week, pants, shirt. We even stick an underwear in there and a pair of socks in there. This has saved me a colossal amount of time. So I pick all this. They don't have to go, Mom, where's my shirt? Then they put it in something that we call the hanging drawers. So you can buy this at Walmart for like 10 bucks, and you can just put in the labels. Do y'all already do this, some of you? No, okay, good. Okay, so my giveaway is a fun 6 cubbies labeled Monday through Friday. And it has... Gloria's like... Oh, you know what, Gloria? No, I'm kidding. So on the side, there's magazines and a place for your lovey. Okay, so the winner is going to be the numbers between 20 and 35. So I'm going to go for 27. Oh, who are you? 27. 28. Nobody? Oh, you didn't get a number? Gloria, you're the winner.
Thank you so much.
She really wanted it. I love it. Oh my gosh. You are cracking me up in every way. The other thing I do, how many of you guys have heard? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Well, so if they need help, so it usually has 6 drawers. So we use the bottom 5, like one that you buy from Walmart. And then you put extras for whatever. So good question. Have any of you guys ever heard of a morning board? Yeah, who has this? So I stole this idea from Bridget Goetz, who isn't here. This is Kalen's morning board. He doesn't use it anymore. He's 6 now. But when he was 2, 3, and 4, we used a morning board. And this helps us as a family come together, home organize, and also it keeps him accountable to some of their responsibilities. So it looks something like this. In the morning, I should just yell at all my kids, just go find your shoes. Where's your shirt? So now they go and do their morning board, and we almost never even have to talk. They just come down for breakfast, and it's beautiful. No, I'm kidding. So the first thing they have to do, they come and brush their teeth, and it's like a big fat game. When they're done, oh, yikes, they Velcro it off and put it in, and then they'd have to make their bed. Honestly, girls, 3-year-olds can make their beds. You just have them pull it over. Empower them to do this. They can do this. Make their beds, and it's a big fat game. And so when they're done, the last thing is breakfast, and they come on down. This is a fun idea. If anybody wants to get together and do this, it's a fun craft day. There's also one that is a paper copy. It is both a morning and evening board, and you just use stickers instead. So this is one of those fun ideas that really helps you to conquer the morning, conquer the chaos, and keep your family organized. The next thing I want to show you that saved my life are it's like the snacks and lunches were the bane of my existence. So the one thing I figured out was I can put it all in one place. So this bad boy goes in my refrigerator, and it is filled with my yogurts, my carrots, my cheese sticks, my peanut butter, my jelly. And in the morning, I just pull that bad boy out, stand over my bread box, and we go, go, go. Everything's ready to go. Also, Sunday night, it requires some prep time, but it's important to me that they have fresh fruit. So we have 5 days a week. It's labeled with their names. There's literally 15 of these in my refrigerator. But honestly, I have to do it every day anyway. So having that prep time of doing it, and if this stresses anybody out, please don't do it. Please, I'm just saying that right now. But it frees me because they would get fresh fruit, and we would be able to do it quickly. So some fancy person is going to win this nicely. Chris is like, I wish that were me. Numbers 35 to 50. How about number 42? Yay, Leslie! That's so fun. So yeah, I hope this blesses you with snacks and, you know, like play dates every day. You got to go, go, go. All right, I got to go faster here. Conquering the pre-dinner time chaos. One of the things we did right before dinner, this was just a maddening hour. All my children fought with each other, like in this hour, the sibling rivalry. So one of the ways for me to get organized with dinner was to have an activity for them. So I had 5 bins that were ready to go, and they had in them Legos, crayons with coloring sticks, some Play-Doh, whatever, stickers. And I put them in, I had them prepared. So they, 3 of them would kind of hang out, and every 5 minutes I would say, switch. And they switch these activity bins. It bought me 5 boxes, 5 minutes. It bought me 25 minutes. It was beautiful, cue spa music. It was so fantastic, and I got to make dinner. So activity bins, number 53. Anybody? Nobody, 53. Joni, is that you? Oh, okay, 50. Nobody got, okay. 59. Wait a minute, I think that's me. I'm just like, these were supposed to be a little funner. Would you use those?
Yes.
Yeah. How many children do you have, Miss Joni? How many children do you have?
2 more bins.
Oh, wow. Wow. There's 5. So she's got 7 kids, ladies. Rock star. Okay. The other thing that we would do with the activity bins is my children, before dinner, they would actually set the table. They've been doing this since they were 2 years old, and you can tell your 2-year-old to set the table. And this may or may not work out for your kitchen, but we cleared out one lower cabinet, and in it are their plastic cups, their plates, and things that they can do. So they come and they set the table, and that's really been helpful. It motivates them, and it's proactive. So that is the pre-dinner chaos. Yes.
What do you do with a toddler who doesn't quite understand stations and runs around crazy while you cook dinner?
That's perfect. So I have two olders and a toddler now. What he does is he's on a stool in front of the water. The sink is on. He's playing. And he washes vegetables. So if you can do something like that where they're involved in the process. Anybody else have real quick suggestions on anything a toddler can do? How about a movie? Joni. Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting because he would want to do something. And so I would just pass him something and he'd wash it. And, you know, he'll play. He'll just play by the water. That's a good question. All right, I'm going to just fly through this, girls. Lastly, we're going to simplify your space with inspirational ideas. What are some of the high clutter areas in your home, your foyer, your office, your playroom, your laundry room? I can actually see my pal right now. Crafts, and then the paper trail. You got tons and tons of paperwork all over your counter. Bills, photos, artwork that they get from preschool, from church. And then lastly, contain it. Right, I'm going to show you some really affordable ways to repurpose and recycle things to use for storage. So let's fly through these bad boys. Anybody ever heard of crap baskets? Who was it? Yeah, Jackie. Okay, so these are crap baskets. These are awesome. They're labeled. So remember the 2-minute pickup? I'd be like, oh, I'm on the phone. So if I don't have time to go way up the stairs, I will put it in one of my boys' crap baskets. And you get the whole family involved. And at 5 o'clock, they have all this stuff. 5 o'clock cleanup. They have all this stuff. And you know who else gets a crap basket? Daddy. Amen, Lindsay. Because Daddy makes a lot of crap. Did I say that out loud? Don't quote me in a newsletter somewhere. Crap baskets are great because it ensures that you're getting your family involved. If they made the mess, they need to clean it up. So when I pull ladies, the one area is the foyer and mudroom. Like everybody comes off, it's wintertime and coats and hats and scarves and everything. We learn the principle of everything needs a home, right? Everything needs a home. So this is a simple, affordable, it doesn't have to be Pottery Barn, simple idea. These are white containers from the Container Store. You can buy some at the dollar store. A simple bench. And I love this particular example because it's for toddlers. Instead of writing something with chalkboard paint, they have their pictures for each child on the bin. So that's their bin. And even Fido the dog has one as well because he makes a lot of stuff. So this is super simple and everyone can have their own bin. Now, what if you walk into your house and you don't have an actual foyer space? This system works in a closet. Everybody has a closet. So it's just putting together a place where everything has a home. Mom totes. I know several of these ladies right here are all in my CBS group. Well, for CBS, we need our books, we need our Bibles, we need our pens, and we all have a name tag, which is the bane of my existence because I never remember it. But I should put it in my mom tote. These are great. I shouldn't say this, but there's 31. You guys have heard 31 bags. They have something for everything. So one of my mom friends sews, and she created a fabric tote for her closet. It's just making sure that everything you need for Thursday morning Bible study, everything you need for church on Sunday, it's all in one bag, and you're ready to go. Mom totes. Another tip is just mail. My biggest tip for you for mail is when you get your mail, and I don't know if you get it or the husband gets it, stand over your trash can. Amen. Yeah, because 90% of it is going to go in the trash. But what do? We put it all here. And then instead of the 2-minute pickup, it takes us 10 times as long to clear all of that countertop clutter. Whoa, stand over your trash can. And this is fun, so cheap, so affordable, old paint cans, in and out. And notice the diameter is very small. So when you have it in your inbox and it's full, you got to read that magazine and then toss it. It goes out your outbox. In and out, paper trail. Simple ideas, affordable ideas. Artwork that comes in from every direction in our home. And I get so sentimental, I don't want to throw it away. So I loved this idea. This mom took a picture of all of her kids' artwork and she hung it up on their display wall. So she always has it forever and forever. And guess what she did with the original? She gave it to grandma. Oh, so brilliant. So smart. So smart. And you could go over and see all the clutter there. No, I'm kidding. All right, laundry room. Some of you are really great organizers. laundry is one of my bad areas. I mean, it's just everywhere. So one of the things I loved about this idea, it's a clothesline, clothespin, and you can change out the labels however you want. It's super easy craft. This particular mom did lights, whites, and towels. And what it does is empower your children. In fact, if you have seven of them, it empowers them to put it all away for you. So you're not going from one room to another and figuring out, you know, where are all the whites and brights. So they can do it. They have a station. They can put whites in. If you're two, you know what white looks like. And then laundry, dry cleaning. My husband has a lot of dry cleaning shirts. Instead of putting it on the floor everywhere, we have a tote in our closet. And when it's time, I pick up that bad boy tote and I go straight to the dry cleaners. So it's just thinking through some of the little things that can just make life streamlined and easy. It's all about containing it and affordable. It's not expensive. Cleaning supplies. If you look underneath my sink, it's atrocious. Until I came up with a bucket that I always use anyway, and I put all my cleaning supplies in it. It's a one-stop shop. I can pull it out, and I can also tell what I don't have enough of anymore and what I do have. Because how many of us have three like pledges underneath our account or three Windexes? We don't need all those things. It's just clutter. One of the tips, though, and I think I will say this. I wasn't sure if I would, but one of the things we did, we looked in our budget. It was really important to us. We eat out 2 times less a month so that I could have a cleaner. It's $85, and it was a decision our family made. Some of you may not be able to do that, but it is like the best day of my life when they come over. $85, it's really a good investment. And I, you know, had to sacrifice dinner. But so, you know, when she comes in now, she has access to this as well. So $40, you know, each week. All right, I'm almost done. I just want to show you some simple techniques. I'm going to fly through this because we're out of time. Dollar store baskets and stickers from Target. That's all it takes to organize your pantry. You got to pull everything out, put it on your kitchen floor, and put it back in, sort like for like, and put it back in and make it beautiful. This was $9. So simple. And then one of my friends is a sewer. Kate's a sewer. She didn't have a sewing room. It was all over the place. Her husband got so upset with her. So she went to Craigslist, bought a $50 armoire, because they don't have them anymore because of flat screen TVs. So $50. She painted it yellow, and this is her sewing station. The beautiful part about it is when she doesn't finish a project, she just throws it in and closes the door. It's lovely. And it's so clean and so nice and so fun. That's like your station. And you can do this with gift wrap or crafts or anything like that. And then labels. Every time I see a label, I buy it because I'm sick. It just helps. It helps. Everything helps when you have labels. It looks clean. It helps your children put things faster away. You don't have to have the words. Just put the picture of a truck or a car. And it helps your playdate friends put things faster away because they got to be cleaning that stuff up too. You know what I mean? So labels. And then this is fun. This is a shoe rack that's hung over the door. I mean, you can have little things that you can put away. $3.99. IKEA spice racks. Those things are awesome. A friend of mine had books everywhere. Her kids never wanted to read because it was so messy. Now she takes out 10 books, displays it in these IKEA spice racks, and then rotates the books out. And now the kids have a great little corner where they can read in. All right, here it is, guys. We're done. But I'm going to challenge you guys on this. If you're interested in doing it, this is the top 10 organization challenge. I didn't make copies for everybody, but because if you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it, but I'll send out an email. And this is the top 10. If you want to go through with me, I will do it with you. I will take a picture before and after of my fridge, of my pantry, and we'll do this together. This is the top 10 areas of home organization, and we can click it off together. So is anybody remotely interested? Okay, good. Oh, yay. Oh, Victoria's. I didn't think you would be. Well, this is funny. No, I will do it with you. I'll take the picture. I'll send it out so we can. So, you know, I didn't want to give you all of these tips and not first tell you why we don't do them. That was important to me, to figure out what are the emotional obstacles. But then I didn't want to give you all these tips without causing you to go out and do them. So there's my challenge. If you're interested, do it with me, and I will go room by room. It's empowering. And you know what? you are going to feel 100 times better. There is going to be more peace and more joy in your life. And I'm not telling you all this. Hold on, Victoria. I got one point. I'm not telling you all this because I want your house clean. Please do not mistake me. But when you do this list and your house is organized, you are freed up to serve God. You are freed up to give him more time to serve your family fruitfully, to have greater peace, to have greater joy when you do this list. And I hate lists. I do. But when you do this, you are the Proverbs 31 woman. You are a wise woman that builds up her house. So this is my great challenge. And honestly, one victory at a time. Some of this I know is overwhelming. Big things built one brick at a time. Victories, one choice at a time. A life well lived, one day at a time. That's all it takes.